that's true. I mean, the reality of volunteer firefighting has always had that issue, right? We've always had to say to ourselves, look, we don't have shifts where we have five or seven firefighters on call during these hours and then other fires. That never worked, not in a volunteer system. And probably a bigger issue in the smallest of communities where most of your workforce, people who are full-time employed, leave the community during the day for work. So they're not only are they not necessarily available in the community, they're not even in the community. They're somewhere else. So you have to recruit as many people as possible onto your staff to sort of, you know, the numbers are the only way to sort of compensate for that. And so far, that's been reasonably successful. You know, you add that that number with maybe your young retirees in the community that are well. When I say young retire, I mean relatively speaking, your younger retirees, you end up with in most cases you have enough personnel to cover most incidents. And of course, if that doesn't completely fill the bill, then there's always the option of mutual aid.